Blog Talk Radio.
Mind the Gap.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Welcome to Left Ahead. This is Mike Ball, who blogs at Left Ahead, and well, no longer Marion, Massachusetts. I closed that one down because we have marriage equality in the United States. but I also blog at harumph.com. So I wanted to go on a little rant today. I still promise that in January I'll start bringing back my regular guests, but I like to do a few rants in December. And this one, I look at the right-wing and the homophobic and anti-woman media a fair amount. It amuses me and it angers me and it keeps me sharp. And I do like to know the other side, the bad side, is thinking, and well, actually, I pretty knew before I opened up. But one of the ones I look at fairly regularly along this is the mass family people and the NOM and all these other hate groups. But locally, there's mass resistance, which I thought was going to simply fade away. That's Brian Kammacher. If you are not aware, you can search him and look at his Daily Show interview, which was just hysterical. But nevertheless, the guy is a fool, and I have known him casually since the early 1980s when we were members of the Boston Computer Society, back when that was a big deal. It was a thing. And he brought in anti-gay rhetoric into business and consulting groups, which had nothing to do with anything. But to him, it was real. It has remained real. And the guy, I don't know his sexual identity. He allegedly is married with kids, but, you know, he seems like a self-hating gay guy to me. Anyway, he goes on and on and on about all these horrible things about these homosexuals, and he really does his best to screw things up, and he has a very small following, but apparently he gets enough contributions to keep him going along, just perking right along with his stuff. And he recently did more of his thing. He had about twice a month, I think, he posts on his site. And he brought up one today, or a couple days ago, which is actually is important because it is stereotypical of anti-gay, anti-LGBT type of thing. He cited a Catholic archbishop in Australia who might get fined for hate speech. And the amusing thing here is that in some countries like Canada and Australia and a few European countries, saying dreadful, hateful things and running down different groups, gays or ethnic groups or religious groups or whatever, you don't get the clerical exemption we do in the United States. There are many people in the world and many people in the United States who just don't think about, yeah, the laws of the United States are really quite a bit different. You have this First Amendment thing that gives you the right to say just god-awful things and gives you an absolute right to practice whatever religion you want in pretty much any way you want, so long as you don't do violent things to people. But much of the world isn't like that. I mean, much of the world recognizes that harming, hurting, hampering, hindering homosexuals is a bad thing. And in fact, in many countries, such as Canada, it's illegal. They have a Charter of Rights and Freedoms there that we don't have. They do not have our Bill of Rights to the Constitution. And we are unique and a little bit crazy in that sense, as we do give hateful people the right to say pretty much what they want and do most of what they want. We have carved out exemptions, and it's kind of like, you know, I've ranted recently about the gun rights, because we do have, a really crazy thing worldwide about, we contrast to, say, Japan or Britain, where it's very, very difficult to get a gun, and they have, you know, almost no gun suicide and almost no gun murder rates, because people simply don't have guns in their hands. But we don't do that in the United States. We have a Second Amendment that, I don't know, it's debatable about what it really allows, but the U.S. Supreme Court says it allows an individual to have a gun and go off and shoot people. And Florida has crazy laws like stand your ground where, oh, well, I didn't like the way he looked at me, so I was feeling threatened, so I killed him. Which, that's going to stop. That's not going to hold. We're going to get to that eventually. But, you know, the United States has laws against, you know, some weapons. We're not allowed rocket launchers or bazookas or, you know, fully automatic machine guns, pistols are along. So we do have those things. And, you know, the gun industry that makes huge amounts of money off of weapons and ammunition would like you to say, oh, well, you put any restriction whatsoever on guns and it just destroys our freedoms. And no, it doesn't. You can step down a slope one step or two steps, and you don't slide down. It's not a slippery slope. You just don't slide that down. But it's the same thing with the speech freedoms. In many countries, it's illegal to say horrible things, to say this group of people is scum, they need to be shot, they need, you know, anything that preaches violence like that is illegal in many countries. It's not in the United States. We're guaranteed by our First Amendment the right to pretty much say just dreadful, hateful, stupid, illogical things, but it's in there. Okay, so we're good. That's the way the Americans do things. And there's a special exemption for preachers. Clerics of all types, all levels up, the hierarchy, the bishops, the church politicians, as I say. I used to be one. I wasn't, I am now ordained by Universal Life, but I wasn't a minister then, but I was a chair of a church board, and I ran a big church, and, you know, I consider myself a politician, and I told the people on my board, you know, consider yourselves to be, have constituents. I want you to come in every month, or actually we had two. I also put an executive committee on, so we met twice a month. And come in and tell me what your people are thinking, what they want, what they're disappointed with, what they're delighted with. Treat it like any other politician. And they were originally, oh, you can't say I'm a politician. But yes, you are. And when you are on a nonprofit, or you are on a church board, or you are a preacher, yeah, you're a politician. And certainly if you're a bishop, you're a politician. So you can pretty much say awful things when you are, with a few limitations. If you call for violence, that's not allowed. And there are protected groups in the United States, finally. Thank God for that. Thank God. Thank the SCOTUS for that. So you can't call for, you know, violence against all women. You say, oh, yeah, we got to beat women and keep them in their place, or it's men should be able to rape their wives, or, you know, all of that. I mean, that kind of stuff is not allowed, finally. So there are some limits, and I liken that to the Tommy gun and bazooka thing. I mean, there are limits on our weapons. There are limits on our speech. But we are highly protected. We are much unlike Canada and Australia. So to the point is, Brian's little thing here was, there's a Roman Catholic archbishop in Australia who put out a very virulent anti-homosexual pamphlet and had it distributed in the Catholic schools. And so then he's brought up on charges saying, this is not allowed, this is discrimination and hate speech, and you can't do that. And there's a possibility that he might get a fine for it. And so that's all very interesting, and you can say, well, that can't happen in the United States. We forbid it. But that's not the way these hate groups like Mass Resistance look at it and bill it. And, in fact, they used it very cynically as a fundraising and membership ploy. Is it going to say, oh, well, this could happen here. Just think about it. You know, if it happened in Australia or Toronto, it could happen here. And number one, it can't happen here. We're not structured for that, and we have constitutional protections that forbid it. It would be a gigantic deal. Even the Supreme Court couldn't do that. It would be constitutional amendments, which takes years and generally never happen. They're next to nothing. but it can happen here. No, it's not going to happen here. But these cynical winger groups, these hate groups, say, oh, well, say, look at New Zealand or Canada or Spain, and they're going to say, you can't preach hate. So if you don't watch out right now, you don't give us a pile of money, they're going to come for your preachers, and they're going to pull them out of the pulpit, and they're going to put them in jail, and they're going to shut them up, and they're going to not allow to say horrible, hateful things about them homosexuals. And, you know, there's a lot of that going on, and it's been going on for a long time, and I think we need to call them out. And I think it has to be more than the Rachel Maddows and the other reasonable people on cable news. But we need, when we ask that, and if you're drunk uncle at Christmas or a politician or a newspaper, you know, says, oh, yeah, well, we're down here. We're on a slippery slope to Canada. We're going to be just like them, and we're not allowed to say horrible things about groups we don't like. We don't like them Muslims. We don't like them women. We don't like them homosexuals. And we're going to say, you're going to got to hold it down, got to be able to discriminate against them, got to say terrible things about them. And by the way, send us a pile of money so we can propagate this kind of thing. And so we can deal with that. But you got to be aware that there's a lot of that going on. It's at the national level. There are a number of those groups. You can look at the list on the Southern Poverty Law Center, those who are listed as anti-gay, anti-women, hate groups, and you can see there are quite a few of them. And I don't know what their particular emotional problems are. I don't know what got them there, but it doesn't really make a difference because they're there, and they don't like gay people, and they don't like this, they don't like that, and they don't want women out of the house. It's the old barefoot and pregnant thing, and you got the weird stuff, but you can say, okay, something is happening in Australia or Norway or Canada, and that's proof, absolute proof, that's going to happen right in America immediately if you don't give us a pile of money and don't agree with our hate speech. And you got to say to them, crap, it's not true, and we're structured so that we don't allow that. It's not going to happen. We are a crazy gun culture here who has its own thing. But on the other hand, we are free speech crazy too. We let people say just dreadful things as long as they don't call for violence. And it's not going to happen. It hasn't happened. And we're going to go on that way. So you got to say to these people, you're being cynical, and we're not allowing it. We don't do that, and we're not going to do that, and we can't do that. So you got to say, whenever you see it, your drunk uncle comes up on Christmas dinner, whatever, you talk him down and just say, I'm sorry, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights forbid that. We don't do that. It's not going to happen here. You can say, oh, well, in Australia, they might fine this bishop. Well, maybe. Okay, that's Australia. It's not going to happen here. It's not happening there. But if you really want to give to some hate groups, you know, family councils or these other people, you go ahead and you part with your money and say, you hate for me. Please, I'll pay you to hate for me. You can do that. But don't let them get by with it. And comes Christmas or any other holiday when you're with your crazy drunk aunt or uncle, say, yeah, that is all very interesting, but number one, if you research it, you'll often find out the details aren't quite true, like this thing about this archbishop. You know, you think about that they'd thrown him in a dungeon, but actually they said, well, you know, you got to cool down or we're going to have to fine you, which is a whole lot different than full censorship or imprisonment or any of those other things. So even at its most extreme, it's like, yeah, well, we might fine you because, you know, you knew the rules and you broke them, but, you know, you're going to have to pay a little fine for it, and you get, you know, it's going to be on your record as you're a bad guy. So that's different, and it's very different that it doesn't, can't, won't happen in the United States. So keep in mind, and when you hear that, think about, okay, all they're doing is cynically manipulating their stupid contributors and members, because they want to hear this horrible, hateful stuff, And that's what they do, is they play against that stuff and say, send me some bucks. So you, of course, will not send them bucks. That's good. But make sure that you call them out. If they're around you or people are supporting them around you, call them out. Let them know, we don't do that. We can't do that. We won't do that. It won't happen here. And this is like a red herring. Thank you very much. Okay, check leftahead.com. I'll let you know when I got my guests coming up. I may not be able to get anybody before after the first of the year. We have people are shutting down for their holidays, and politicians are disappearing. So probably in January, but check leftahead.com and check my Twitter feed, Word, WHIRRED, and I'll let you know. So thank you, and good afternoon.
Mind the gap.